Thumbs up. Thank you. Okay. Welcome to the Salt Lake County Board of Equalization meeting for Tuesday, June 17th, 2025. Time is like 1:33, and I call this meeting to order. And is there anyone who would like to give public comment here in the room at this time on this meeting? If not, anyone online? Okay, so move on to item 3, which is approval of minutes. Acceptance of BOB minutes for May 6, 2025. Presenter Chris Harding, our auditor.
We would ask that the board would accept the minutes from May 6, 2025.
Okay, any motion for that?
So moved. I'll second.
Okay, motion by board member Harrison, second by board member Stringham. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Okay, that passes. Moving on to item 4.1, approval of assessor and hearing officer recommendations. Our presenter Brad Neff, tax administrator.
Yeah, we have a total of 3 assessor and hearing officer recommendations. These are the stragglers from our late appeals for the 2024 board equalization. And I request that they be approved.
Okay.
Motion to approve.
Okay, motion by. Okay. Motion by board member
Stewart.
I'm so sorry. Second by board member Pinckney. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, that passes. Item 5, exempt property recommendations. 5.1, recommendations on exempt property for tax year 2025. Again, Chris Harding is our auditor presenting.
We've got a lengthy list, about 3 pages of recommendations on exempt property. And we just ask the board to accept those recommendations.
Okay. I just ask one question. I noticed on the list that there were some that did not renew. What's usually the reason for that? Renew their exemption?
That's a good question. It could be any number of reasons.
Okay.
I don't have any specifics.
That's fine. I was just curious if there was, like, I don't know, I just noticed a few on there, and I was like, okay. But anyway, maybe I can talk to you about that. Sure. Okay.
I was actually looking at the Korean Church of Utah.
Mm-hmm.
They did not renew their exemption by the deadline, but they did. They sent in an application to renew actually. Is that what happened? Or? Or did they not send in an application at all?
I can double check with my tax director, but yeah, it looks like they did not renew their exemption by the deadline. Our folks usually, we send certified mail to them. We'll even send our folks out to their location. And it looks like, despite our attempts, they just didn't fill it out, so yeah, they're exempt.
So they did send somebody out to the location, I don't know for sure.
Right. I'm pretty sure we did.
Is it possible to hold on this one, get it next time around? I just wanted to make sure that we don't have a language barrier or something going on there that they misunderstood or don't understand.
I believe it's the board. You can do anything you would like.
I have a similar follow-up question about Prevent Child Abuse in Utah. Did we talk to them or send anyone to talk with them?
Mossy, can you answer that by chance? Did we send anybody out there? Oh. Okay.
So nothing, no.
Okay. We can.
So we didn't get anything back from them whatsoever. In that location. That's helpful to know, because I want to know if they just didn't get it, or they weren't understanding, or whatever else. I just want to make sure we understood that aspect. But if multiple attempts were made, they showed up, they didn't find anybody, they've never heard back from anybody, okay, I'm more comfortable then. So,
for board member Pinckney's question, for it was Prevent Child Abuse Utah, we have a record of all the attempts we've made, whether they're through mail, email, electronics, and we've sent folks out there, and I can get you that detailed list of what we have done, because we try to exhaust all our efforts and don't just willy-nilly remove folks, but I can get you a detailed list of what we have done, and if you'd like to remove it, as well as the Korean church, postpone it a week or however long. We can also do that.
I trust your team. I just was, again, it was alarming that I saw that removal, so, but I trust efforts that your team's done.
If I could add, it's been the auditor's position that even after it's removed, if they send in the renewal information, you'll put it back on the agenda. Additionally, through the Property Tax Committee recommendations, the years can be looked at under Section 59.2.13.21, and you'll see that routinely that there are exemptions that are granted basically retroactively.
Right, okay. Yeah, I had a couple questions like that, but that's very helpful to know, so I'm comfortable. Go ahead and approving 5.1 recommendations, and then appreciate that extra effort you guys took to get the contact number.
I'll second.
Okay, motion by Board Member Stringham, second by Board Member Stewart. All in favor of 5.1, please say aye.
Oh, aye.
I'm sorry, Ross, did you have a question on that? I'm so sorry. Okay, thank you. Sorry. Okay, and then moving on to item six. Six is Greenbelt Rollback Appeal, 6.1 Olivia Ranch LLC, 26-26-301-14, tax year 2024.
The taxpayer filed a greenbelt appeal for the rollback, and then they've withdrawn that and they've agreed to pay the rollback tax, and there haven't been any objections from the assessor or tax admin.
Okay. And I'll go ahead and approve.
Okay, motion by Board Member Stringham.
Awesome.
Pinkney. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.